we've sort of talked a bit about sort of coming to Gloucester the first time because of your dad. And then we sort of rather let him drop and sort of picked him up again a bit later in Australia. So, I mean, he moved here sort of roughly 1959.
Oh, no, he moved here before. He moved here before then. Mm-hmm. I would think at that time it was approximately 1956 mm-hmm. when he moved to Churchdown, yeah.
And he knew that he had the cancer at the time that he
moved. Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's he used to have to speak through, he used to have a hole in his thing here and speak through his, that way, through his throat, yeah.
So yeah. So when did he and your sister move to Australia?
They moved, I believe, getting the actual date, about 1965, something like that. That's my eldest sister who moved to Australia, and my father did at the same time. But they moved to Perth in Australia, and after 2 years, they went out on the £10 voucher scheme type of thing. But they didn't like, or couldn't get on with Perth, so they came back home for a few years and moved into. Oh, I forget the name of the road now, but it's at Hucklecote, Green Lane at Hucklecote, for a couple of years before going back out. And then my father died, say about 1985.
So he actually lasted marvelously well.
Most definitely, yeah. They're moving out into that kind of climate helped him tremendously, yeah.
So presumably when they went back then, they moved sort of more southeast Melbourne.
They moved to Melbourne, and my father moved to Melbourne as well. And instead of him coming back, he moved to Melbourne. And my sister's sister came back before moving back down to Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah. And you've been able to go and visit him in Melbourne?
I've been 5 or 6 times to Melbourne, yeah, but I haven't had a chance to go anywhere else in Australia other than Victoria. Victoria is about 9.5 times the size of England. So there's so much to see in Victoria that I haven't had a chance to go to Sydney or anything at all like that. Yeah.
But as a place to visit, you'd recommend the Victoria area,
yeah,
then?
Most definitely.
Melbourne as a city to visit?
Yeah, no, it's very, very good. The only problem with Victoria is the... is the forest fires, which can be very very bad. But Queensland, for example, and New South Wales have got floods. Mm. So there's all sorts of things that goes on there. Yeah, Perth and Western Australia, and that it's the heat, and then you've got the outback. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate snakes.